Hello and welcome to The Singer's Vault. I'm Artistic Director and Conductor Matthew Culleton. Episodes of The Singer's Vault brought to you in part by Cody Lowry and Lori Jacoby and Kvernstone, Rönholm and Associates, consultants in architectural acoustics. Check them out at kracoustics.com. Music of Dutch Renaissance composer Jan Petersoon's Phalanx, that was Hodie Christus Natus Est, taped live in concert in December of 2014. That was, of course, The Singers, Minnesota Choral Artists. I'm conductor and artistic director Matthew Culleton, and today I've got a special guest, one of my sopranos who's been in the group since 2012. Not only a singer in the choir, also a conductor in her own right. She's a colleague of mine in town conducting the Edina Chorale. I welcome to the Singer's Vault soprano Paige Armstrong.
Hi, Matt. Thanks for having me on the podcast today. It's a delight to be here.
Isn't it a beautiful vault?
Yes, it's gorgeous.
Paige, I'm really glad to have you on this episode. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your background and how you came to be a music educator, a conductor, thankfully for me, a singing performing artist?
Oh, I have lived in a life full of music, starting from when I was a child. My mother has a gorgeous voice, and she would just sing, and we would sing in the house all the time. And I was very fortunate to grow up in the lovely little community down in Owatonna, Minnesota, with a rich music education program. And so my spark and love of music came at a young age. Now, I actually thought I was going to become a band director. Sorry, Mr. Ginther. My passion for singing sort of outweighed that in the long run. And there's something so human and expressive about using your voice as your instrument. There's limitations to it. There's things you can do. There's the constant sense of growth. And I think that's what drew me to the choral art. And I went off to Luther College and had a wonderful education there, getting my Bachelor of Arts, focusing in music. Then I came to the Twin Cities, right? I was the small town kid and I was like, the Twin Cities, that's the big city. And luckily, I think one of the greatest things that happened for me is that Matt, you came down with some of your members of the Singers and you did auditions down at Luther College. And
yeah, that's right.
I had heard of the Singers. I'd been to some concerts and I knew that beyond my singing with the Nordic Choir, I was going to need a new singing home. I got my brave face on, this little college kid, and I went into the audition room and I think I probably, you know, sweat through whatever I was wearing and maybe cried afterwards. But, but we had a great audition and great callback, and I was so blessed and so fortunate to come to now be a part of what are some of my most favorite people in the whole, in my life. These people I sing with, I love them, my singers community. And that connection has actually opened up a lot of doors for me. I now am a music educator. I currently teach middle school choir and general music in the Minneapolis district. I went on to get my master's at the University of Minnesota, of course, with Matt Mahaffey and the wonderful Kathy Romy, which was an amazing and fruitful experience, which led to my church choir job down in Richfield and my work with the Edina Chorale, in addition to still teaching and singing. So I can't ask for more. I get a little bit of everything, and I'm very blessed and so happy with all these musical connections I have and the ability to sing with you in this ensemble.
You came to us in 2012, so this would have been your third Christmas concert, this concert that we are drawing music from today, from 2014, and you've made some selections that are near and dear to many of our hearts. The first is this piece by Herbert Howells. Howells certainly is considered, I think, still one of the deans of English choral music. The three carol anthems from which this piece is drawn, published in the early 20s, what makes A Spotless Rose climb high on your list of favorites?
Well, Matt, I think we could all agree that A Spotless Rose is one of the most important pieces in the Christmas choral canon. There's elements of it that are not seen in the Christmas fanfare, in sort of the moody carols, in the minor keys that we see. This is just sort of a standalone beauty. The idea of the spotless rose in Mary is echoed so beautifully in the flowing writing and sort of the limitless phrasing that happens throughout the work. It has this, almost this sense of like chanting lilt, and yet at the same time, the harmonies are rich and full. What's so cool about this piece is regardless if you're a large ensemble, a small ensemble, singing with young voices, singing with older voices, aging voices, there is a way to make it ebb and flow and bend to show off the abilities of your particular ensemble. In our performance, our group has this organic feel where we just flow together. And I think that is shared so beautifully in this recording from 2014. And finally, one thing I think that the Singers themselves as an ensemble are particularly good at is dynamic contrast and dynamic balance. The section in the middle, when Brian Steele is floating so beautifully on the baritone solo, and if you listen closely to the tightness and the diction and the soft, soft, soft dynamic of the background, of the SATB in the background, it's just so beautiful and almost haunting.
Yeah, this is a special little piece. All these years later, this little anthem, still a real mainstay. Well, as Paige alluded to, this performance comes in 2014. Baritone soloist is Brian Steele. Here's the Singers with Herbert Howells' A Spotless Rose.
Is there is love on fire?
Music of Herbert Howells. Brian Steele was the baritone soloist on A Spotless Rose. Herbert Howells, as I mentioned, one of those great deans of English choral music. That piece selected by my guest today, soprano and conductor Paige Armstrong. Paige selected A Spotless Rose, and the next piece she picked is by composer Kenneth Layton, who counted as one of his heroes, Herbert Howells, and traveled in circles that might feel or sound a little similar. Kenneth Layton, good friends with Gerald Finzi and Rafe Vaughan Williams. This piece that Paige selected is an early piece written when Layton was a wee lad of 19 years old. Paige, you've selected Luli Lula, Thou Little Tiny Child, from our 2014 What Sweeter Music concert. What drew you to this piece?
There's a parallel between the Howells. There's some mirroring in the style and the voicing and the harmonies that we hear in the Layton. And also this idea that these tend to be more sacred in their focus, a little less secular holiday. Mm-hmm. And the Spotless Rose earlier was all about the beauty and the hope. And the Layton, for me, in my own religious experience, reflects the other side of the Advent season, the anticipation. And I think that is reflected in the way the choir takes on this interesting role of not only being the narrators, but also they create a scene in which the soloist has dialogue about their own thoughts and an internal dialogue, and also an outer dialogue with the world, or in this case, the SATB ensemble members who repeat and reflect and sort of cause the thoughts of the soloist to spin out in new ways. The middle verse where we talk about Herod's order and the horror involved with that is just so striking, right? The soloist goes away and the SATB singers step forward with this really, really striking dynamic contrast, rhythmic contrast, and that sort of turns the whole narrative. And now suddenly the soloist is representing the fear and anticipation one might feel from within, but also how does that fear and anticipation relate to our world? And as I was listening back on this concert as a whole, that was so striking with where we all are today. There is, and it's okay to acknowledge there's a less sense of fear and anticipation and unknown. But the song does bring us to the sense of hope. And so this piece was just particularly striking to me, revisiting it now, even though we sang it 6 years ago, and truly just one of those pieces that really makes you pause and listen in a new way.
Now, Paige is from Minnesota, so it might feel weird for her to say this, but this is The Singers with Paige Armstrong, soprano soloist, singing Kenneth Layton's Luli Lula, Thou Little Tiny Child. Thank you. The 2014 Christmas program was dedicated to the memory of our dear friend Stephen Paulus. Stephen passed away in October of 2014 after suffering a stroke back in July of 2013. So coming 6 weeks after the loss of our dear friend, we dedicated the concert to his memory and included a handful of Stephen's wonderful works for Christmas time. Included on this program were these next two pieces that I'd like to share with you today. Splendid Jewel, which Stephen wrote for the Twin Cities-based organization The Rose Ensemble, and a wild setting of Joy to the World that Stephen wrote as part of his longtime collaboration with Dale Warland and the Dale Warland Singers. The arrangement always seems to surprise the audience with its harmonic twists and turns. It is vintage Stephen Paulus. Stephen played an integral part of the forming and the launch of the Singers back in 2004. Both he and his lovely wife, Patty Paulus, an esteemed artist in her own right, were supportive of the Singers from the very get-go. Their encouragement always meant a great deal, and to know Stephen and Patty, you knew laughter, jokes, and just great conversation with a great bottle of wine. We miss Stephen to this very day, and I wanted to share these works with you again. Enjoy Stephen's Splendid Jewel, followed by his special take on Joy to the World.
Yeah.
A wild arrangement there of Joy to the World by the singer's friend, the late, great Stephen Paulus, who passed away just about 6 weeks or so before the singers took the stage for this 2014 concert presentation of What Sweeter Music, a concert we dedicated to our dear friend, Stephen. Well, I'm here with soprano Paige Armstrong. I'm wondering if there are any musical traditions that are a part of your life come Christmas time each year.
Oh, absolutely. My family has set up the tradition that we cannot decorate the Christmas tree unless the wonderful music of Mannheim Steamroller is playing loudly in the background. That also has to be on when we bake Christmas cookies.
Nice.
And, you know, just evening. There's always time for evening listening to music. The season is seemingly short, right? From through Advent to Christmas. And so we love to fill the house with music whenever we can.
Well, Paige, thanks for being with me today and picking such a great program for the Singer's Vault. I hope you and your family have a great Christmas.
Thank you, Matt. Wishing you and your family a Merry Christmas as well. And Merry Christmas to all of our listeners out there.
And speaking of traditions, here's one, a Christmas carol arrangement that I wrote in 2010 that's become one of our traditions with the Singers. Here's Angels We Have Heard on High. Oh. I'd like to thank today's guest, soprano Paige Armstrong. All of us at The Singers are delighted to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge, but if you'd like to donate to The Singers, please do so at singersmca.org. At that same website, you'll learn all about The Singers, including concert rep we've performed, and even take a look at our concert video library. I'm Artistic Director and Conductor Matthew Culleton, thanking you for joining me today on this podcast, and hoping that again in the future soon, we can explore the singer's vault.